This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, what we're going to be talking about is, just for the record, everything Biden ran on was un-American. What do you suppose the fruit of his administration's going to be? If we know he's there by fraud, if we know that this individual is committed the act of treason, which is a violation of anybody's laws and anybody's constitution and anybody's country, friends, Article 3, Section 3 in the U.S. Constitution here in America, what do you suppose the fruit of his administration is going to be? Well, if he's committed treason, we know that he's there by voter fraud. Remember what Joseph Stalin said. He said it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting, right? We know there's major voter fraud going on. So what do? Well, they have to convince everybody that he's there, friends, by the majority of the people in this country that voted him in. Well, the fact of the matter is, that's just not true. And I proved it and have proven it for the last 17 years. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And in this particular case, friends, you're the enemy. See, they want to deceive you into believing that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Saul Alinsky, you know, that little minion of hell, which he happens to be there right now. It's interesting. He wrote Rules for Radicals, and it was a practical primer for a realistic radical, page 126. He was the one that was responsible for saying power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Okay? So what I want to do is, I want to prove to you, little by little, I'm going to give you that of Barack Obama, then I'm going to bring you to Hillary Clinton, and then I'm going to bring you to Joe Biden, just to show you, Americans, how you have been conned. Okay? I want to show you how this applies to where we're at today in America. Because, again, you have been lied to. And it's amazing to me, it really truly is, that the American people at this point have now succumbed and have submitted to that which their oppressors had meant to bring about. And we can see this happening today. Now, again, I want to make clear so people don't take me out of context. I'm not calling for a revolution. I am, again, calling for reformation. Okay? And I have to clarify that, lest my enemy means to put something in my mouth like they have so many times in the past. Find out what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Frederick Douglass said that. Again, he said, find out what people will submit to, take a look around America, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Look at the wrong that's been imposed upon you, America. But if you're settling for it, you got to understand that to the enemy, you've already submitted, and therefore they've already won, because you took the bait. You drank the Kool-Aid that they were filling your cups up with. And we have to get this straight. Again, I want you to understand Power is not only what you have, saith the bad guys, but what the enemy, me and you, thinks they have. I'm about ready to pull that rug directly from under every single one of the useful idiots in the mainstream media and these corrupt politicians that the American people are tolerating even today. Okay? I want to make clear one more thing before we start rocking here, that I am a Christocrat. Okay? I'm not an aristocrat and I'm not a Democrat, said Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, I'm neither. He said, I'm a Christocrat. Let me take that over to what President Theodore Roosevelt said back in the 30s. He said, patriotism, which, by the way, is defined out as upholding dying laws, means to stand by the country. It means to stand by the country, not your favorite party affiliations. I'm just making clear because they're unconstitutional. Roosevelt said patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. In other words, if they do the right thing, you stand with them. If they do the wrong thing, you stand against them. Again, these are your representatives. Again, America, we the people are the government in this country, and we need to bring and put power back into the minds and hearts of the American people so they know how to respond as to what's taking place in their country today. Theodore Roosevelt ends his quote with, "It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country, serves the people. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country." And again, I revert back to what I originally started off this segment with. What do you suppose the fruit is going to be of one that has already committed the act of treason against we the people, which is a violation of law, constitutional law, Article 3, Section 3? Well, it's the same thing we can say in Scripture, friends, when we look to Luke 22, verse 48, right? Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver. What was the fruit? Suicide. What was the fruit of treason? It's always going to be suicide. If the righteous take a stand, there's another remedy. I'll share that remedy with you before the end of the show today, I promise. Now, I just want to give you a quick shout-out really quick before we get to the main topic, because I'm going to go right into it. Go ahead and check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to book us, now is the time to do it. We're beginning to see doors fly open all over the country. We just had another one from Michigan open up yesterday. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, if you want to check us out, see who it is that we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we are doing, Luke 19:10, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over to that page, you're going to get a pop-up where you can subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media, friends. We have contributors from all over the country, including Christian patriotic constitutional attorneys, to preachers, and the list goes on. But these people are actually in the culture war. They're not sitting behind a pen playing the paper tiger. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When you go over to that page, also just scroll down just a little bit from the scroll on the top, and you'll see the platforms in which we're on. Go ahead and join us on that platform and join us on Top Chat. You can also check us out on GCN, and you can listen to us in over 134 cities in America today. Also, go to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Click on to us. Join us on that platform. Join us on Top Chat if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
You know, I was just thinking that during the break, it's interesting to note, because we're talking about, just for the record, everything Biden ran on was un-American. Just for the record, this is true, okay? He's advocating for that which is un-American. They're trying to Europeanize America is what they're trying to do, friends. And they're trying to normalize the crimes here in America. But if anybody's taking the time to know the Bible and the U.S. Constitution, well, you're going to understand who's lying to you, and it's not me. It's the politicians, once again, advocating for a global order, no question about it. Now, when you look at back at the Clintons, it's interesting that, again, we were sold by the mainstream media that Bill Clinton was being impeached back in the 90s for what? His infidelity. And keep in mind, if they're not faithful to God, they're not going to be faithful to their wives. And if they can't be faithful to their wives, they're not going to be faithful to their country. So far and so much, friends, did they deceive the American people, that the mainstream media stepped into play to try to convince you that Monica Lewinsky and others were the reason for Bill Clinton's impeachment process, which it had very little, almost nothing to do with. That's a fact. It did have everything in the world to do with Bill Clinton selling the Chinese military secrets. Okay, it was actually called Chinagate, but most people didn't know that. Going forward, so if he committed the act of treason, what was the fruit of the Clinton's administration? Treason, not just against Americans, but other countries as well, because the American people, 330 million people, allowed our politicians to go ahead and do the things that they did to third world countries as well. That's why we're called the Great Satan, by the way, just for the record. Now, going up over to Barack Obama, you know, Barack Obama promised the American people that he was going to go back. You know, he wanted to bring change. He was really selling the American people on reformation. And he sold the people on the fact that he was a Christian. What most people didn't pay attention to was the fact that it was Barack Hussein Obama that, after he did a little tour across the United States of America before he became the president, he got up and he told the American people that he just got off a 57-state tour. Now, most people thought that was funny because we know that there's only 50 states in our tour, but it shows you that he's a Muslim right then and there, because if you keep in mind, friends, the fact of the matter is there's 57 states in the Muslim nation. Okay, but America laughed it off. They allowed this foreigner, this sodomite, said he, not me, they let him, the American people did, for 8 years transgress the Constitution over 1,168 times. He stacked your government filled with homosexuals, lesbians, transgenders, and what else? Muslims. Okay, he also entertained America's sworn enemies within the People's White House, and the American people stood back, and they allowed him to do what he was doing. Okay, there's another one. Now we go over to the likes of, let's just jump over to Joe Biden for the sake of not getting into a big Trump debate, but the fact of the matter is what you're afraid of Joe Biden doing to you, Donald Trump was doing to you for 5 years. And I'm talking about the presidential campaign trail as well. If you'd like to talk about that and you want to set me straight, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now we have a Joe Biden who is being called out by Donald Trump for treason, as well as his son Biden. We know that Joe Biden's a pedophile. We know that there's not truth found within this man. Put that up against John 8:44. We know that what he says, the opposite is true. And the fact of the matter is, folks, I don't know that it can get any more debased or reprobate than what you're submitting to today. Okay? But again, I'm asking you the question, what do you suppose the fruit of his administration is going to be if he already said that he was going to stop the Muslim ban? He was going to advocate for illegal immigrants to come into the United States. He's pro-abortion, which they all are, by the way, because not a one of them stopped it. He's pro-lesbian. He's adding transgenders to federal positions. And basically, he already signed, I believe it's 38 executive orders. And I can tell you right now, friends, they're all aimed at the American people. Now, why anybody would want to try to defend the indefensible concerning themselves, I have not a clue, but this is what's happening in this country. You know, and it kind of reminds me of a Joe Biden, and we've seen this through so many administrations, it's not just Joe Biden, but the Bible tells us in Isaiah 5:20, woe, it's a curse. Woe unto them that call evil good, that's what these men do. And good evil, that's what these men do. That put darkness for light, that's what these men do. And light for darkness, that's what these men do. That put bitter for sweet, that's what these men do. And put sweet for bitter. So they, again, they do the opposite of what they're saying, friends. And it's exactly where we're at today. And furthermore, what's even worse about all of this, and I'm talking about Hillary Clinton, I'm talking about Barack Obama, now I'm talking about Joe Biden, folks, they never had the support. Well, what are you talking about? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Saul Alinsky, okay? I want to go back just a little bit, and I want you to understand how this worked. And I'm going to bring it up to Barack, then Hillary, and then Joe Biden, just to show you that they have not the support. And the only support that they have is the propaganda and the indoctrination that they have cast into the minds of the American people to believe their lies. That's how dictators survive, okay? Let's go back to Barack. Do you remember when CNN's president resigned due to the low viewership it received? Maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned. Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories when she worked for CNN. And anything that was adverse to the Obama administration, she was told that she needed to delete. Okay? And she was ordered to report fake stories in promoting Barack Obama to be what it is that he never was. Okay? Again, that's what dictators do. She also stated that the Obama administration paid for CNN's content, and I can tell you right now, Americans, that payment that was made to CNN, you can rest assured it was your tax dollars that were stolen from the coffers to go ahead and pay CNN to keep him propped up to be that which he never has been. Okay. Do you also remember the New York Times actually blurted out the truth to their in their own confusion, and by the way, to their credit, might I add, that all information coming out of the Obama administration was first vetted. Who's the last guy to do that, friends, that we know of? Benito Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, that of Pol Pot, Idi Amin. Dictators do that, friends. He was vetting all the information before it came out onto the people because he didn't want to be painted in an ill manner to the American people. So he didn't want you to know for who he was and what it was that he was responsible for and the fruit that he was bearing, friends. Put that up against Matthew 7:16. Now let's go over to MSNBC really quick. We're talking about Obama. Then we're going to go to Hillary Clinton and then Joe Biden. If you remember right, MSNBC, and again, I'm sorry I even have to bring them into the equation, but their slogan during the election campaign for Barack Obama was "Lean Forward," which is directly derived from the communist playbook. Again, for those that are not paying attention, this is where it comes from. MSNBC paraded itself and people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, who directly assailed my ministry not once but twice, and the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. You all know who these clowns are, right? Yep. Well, they were the ones that were pushing the slogan "Lean Forward," which is a direct reference from the communist playbook, right? Now, I know MSNBC's ratings can't get any lower than a snake's belly, and that's just where they happen to be. But these outlets are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that Barack Obama had the support of the American people, the majority. No, he didn't. The first cycle, we'll give it to him. 18 to 33 years old, he had the vote of 68% of the people. Okay, we'll give him that. The second one around, absolutely not. There was major voter fraud that was being exposed. As a matter of fact, if you remember right, we played it on the show several times, Barack Obama was telling a Russian diplomat before his second term, just wait until my second term is up. Just wait until my second term is up. Do you remember this? He didn't win the vote yet, Americans, so how did he know? Well, the fix was in. Okay, we got to understand nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. We see it all day long. Let me ask you a question. How was it that Joe Biden had 38 executive orders to be signed almost instantantaneously when he first sat down in the People's White House? Because it was all pre-planned. Okay? And there he goes, and he's signing away what? He's tearing down the laws that protect us, friends, is what he's doing. Your country is literally being handed off to foreigners, and this is just scratching the surface. And again, let me remind you that this is perfect judgment. Put it up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, and read down 63 as well. And I'm talking about the verses. Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama, during the 2010 elections, had 63 Democratic unconstitutional representatives? Do you remember when they were all unseated by the American people? Yeah, me too, I remember that. Do you remember that Barack Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill up the seats? By giving away free tickets? You remember this? No, I remember all of it, friends, because I was paying attention to what was going on rather than what was being force-fed to me by a bunch of liars that 94% of the American people don't trust or believe. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The SEC is closely monitoring the stock market for any potential misconduct. In a statement released on Friday, the acting chairman, Allison Lee, says the agency has been keeping an eye on the extreme price volatility of certain stocks, trading prices over the last few days. This comes after a large group of retail investors drove up stocks in companies like GameStop and AMC. As far as if this is manipulating the market, entrepreneur Mark Cuban tells CNBC,
"It's absolutely no different than what has always happened, Becky. You know, it's just these folks are picking things where, you know, heavily shorted stocks, they'll go to low float stocks because they know they can flex and show off."
Johnson & Johnson says its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine is 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID-19. USA Radio News. A new variant of coronavirus made its way to the United States.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
The annual March for Life is underway, but it's a virtual affair this year. Event President Jeannie Mancini says the pro-life movement aims to protect the voiceless from abortions.
"We are all united by our common understanding that every life from the moment of conception is precious."
Live Action founder Lila Rose also says the pro-life effort is the greatest human global rights movement in history. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're talking about, just for the record, everything Biden ran on was un-American. It was, okay? I didn't make this up. This is stuff that I'm just showing you and putting back into your faces, friends, so you can understand what it is that you're submitting to. And I beg the question, what is the fruit that you think that this administration is going to bear? We've seen treason come from the Clintons. We've seen treason come from the Bushes. We've seen treason come in many ways from Trump. We see the same thing from Biden. Okay, and this is just the beginning of what we're going to see from Biden. Folks, this is a war on America. This is a war on Americans, Christians, constitutionalists, okay? And you don't run on everything American and expect America to remain if you allow that individual to remain lawfully, okay? That's why we have provisions in the U.S. Constitution to lawfully remove him if needs be, Article 2, Section 4. To prosecute him for his crimes that he's guilty of, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, right? And remember, justice guards our liberty. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4. So let me get back to the end of Obama, and then I'm going to get over to the Clintons really quick, just so you can understand how you're being lied to. Do you remember when it was reported in the Milwaukee Post that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama basically succeed in his second run for the presidency of the United States of America, his second term? Do you remember that? 18,000 people, they reported, filled up that arena in support of Barack Hussein Obama. Well, the problem is, friends, there was only 5,000 seats available. Are you starting to understand how this works now? Okay. Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama's second term? I'm not making this up. Okay. This is what happened. Do you remember or did you forget perhaps that during the reelection inauguration, there weren't enough people in Washington, D.C. in support of Barack Hussein Obama to fill up the hotel rooms? Folks, that's hard to do. It really is. But he did it. And again, keep in mind there was massive voter fraud. Well, who supported Barack Hussein Obama? Well, the homosexual population, which is less than 1.7% of the population. The very ones that are being used as a political battering ram to upend your constitution to make way for Sharia law. Okay, they're just used as another group to be used as a political battering ram until at the end of the day the powers that are tolerated are going to have their way, right? Okay. Do you remember all those black supporters that you were led to believe supported Barack Hussein Obama? That's interesting. Do you remember that 7 in 10 black votes were supported in favor of Prop 8 marriage decision? Do you remember this? Oh, I remember it too. But you were told everybody supported Barack Hussein Obama's decision if they were black people. Not true at all. Matter of fact, I have a friend who just recently passed away. And he was a preacher out in Washington, D.C., and he was a black man, and he is the one that had shared with me how the black community was embarrassed for Barack Hussein Obama, and that being him, Barack Obama, being the first black president, okay? So, folks, we need to get into perspective as to how this works because in the United States of America, Planned Parenthood supported Barack Obama, subversives within the Muslims supported Barack Obama, and I'm talking about those that are not here to assimilate but to conquer. Keep in mind, the communists supported Barack Hussein Obama. And if you look on the outside, friends, who supported Barack Hussein Obama, you'll understand exactly what's going on the inside. Listen to this. Who supported Barack Hussein Obama during his criminal tenure? Well, Obama enjoys supports from the homosexuals, the abortionists, the communists. Without the United States, countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, the Muslim Brotherhood, so on and so forth, expressed their support for Obama as well. And what was the fruit of Barack Hussein Obama's administration? Just that. He gave the American people the finger 1,163 times. I just got one question I want to ask Americans. I come from a military family. Every year I spend time in Arlington if we can be there. Or I'll just pull over on the side of the road or go right directly into a veteran memorial to share with those people that sacrificed themselves for my freedoms, to share with them as I pray to the Lord and ask for more people, but I tell them thank you for the ultimate sacrifice in giving me the freedoms that I have today. How is it that the American people have been desensitized to just roll over in the face of what's going on in their country? Because if you're not willing to fight for your freedoms, you don't deserve the freedoms that you have. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, friends, not do what we want to do. Okay? There's a difference between licentiousness and liberty. Understand what it takes to preserve it. And it's called magnifying the law against the crime, not rolling over in the face of it because you think they know better than you. Not true at all. So let's go over to Hillary Clinton now, right? And remember, Hillary Clinton was the opposition, the bad guy per se, in World Wrestling Federation's worst because it was terrible, friends, because I already knew Hillary Clinton never had the support of the people. And I'm about ready to show you that when they were pitting each other, the two that were picked by the powers that were tolerated, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, well, Hillary Clinton never had the support at all. She never did. As a matter of fact, let me show you just that. In 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes, was recently most popular in Cairo. This is Hillary Clinton, right? And it said it would stop buying Facebook fans after Inspector General criticized the agency for spending $630,000 of your tax dollars to boost the numbers in support of Hillary Clinton. It's all an illusion, friends. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. So you're understanding how these big tech companies are working with corrupt politicians. Politicians are not standing against them, friends. They're actually aiding them because they're protecting each other. Okay? So that's not all, because when Hillary opened her campaign in Iowa, there were actually more reporters who attended the voters. If you have not seen these videos, friends, you need to see them. It was embarrassing, okay? Clinton, Iowa's campaign kickoff event roused a whopping, you ready for this? This is the truth of the matter, 22 people. 22 people showed up out of 330 million people during that time to support Hillary Clinton. The National Journal reported, gone are the soaring speeches and the big rally crowds, swapped out for roundtable discussions and meet and greets with local activists, but the dozens of reporters both in the room and chasing after her van outside were a reminder of just how difficult it will be for one of the most recognizable public figures in the world to hold events that truly feel intimate. On Tuesday, for example, Clinton was seated at a table. This is right when she kicked off her campaign, her presidential campaign. Okay, friends? This is Hillary Clinton. 22 people showed up. On Tuesday, for example, Clinton was seated at a table with just seven other people from the discussion with an audience of 15 people. But those Iowans were far outnumbered by the dozens of reporters who were bunched together behind a thin yellow rope at the back of the room. Indeed, despite some limits on the number of press credentials handed out by the Clintons' Iowa team, each outlet had one person in the room, and national television and photography was pooled. It was still a big group. Bigger yet was the press crowds outside, where reporters who weren't admitted to the event chased Clinton's van when it first pulled up here, contributing the feeling of a media circus surrounding the former Secretary of State's Iowa launch. As a matter of fact, Clinton even went so far and joked about the horde of reporters as the event opened, telling the seven roundtable participants, well, thank you for having me here and a few of my friends. How did they sell Hillary Clinton to you, friends? When you looked at the false polling that was taken on by the CIA-controlled useful idiots, how did they sell it to you? Oh, it was a close run. Oh, Clinton was ahead. All of a sudden, Trump's ahead. No, Trump's down. Clinton's ahead, right? She never had the support. This is all sold to you, friends, to divide the American people, Mark 3:25. That's what this is all about, okay? And if Americans would understand, even this last cycle, if Americans would understand that there was 1,162 three other presidential contenders, they would understand how Joe Biden got there in the first place. And let me reiterate the point. Donald, nobody called out treason more than Donald Trump did concerning Joe Biden and his crimes. But yet he failed to prosecute him, Article 2, Section 3. Let me go on before I get over to Biden. Hillary Clinton, the Daily Mail reported, according to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter account, Hillary Clinton, and her base consists of real people who are active in using the social media platform. And at least 15%, that's more than 544,000, were completely fake. Completely fake. You like being lied to, Americans? Because this is how you're getting your information all day long. It's the same thing you're hearing on the virus right now and the vaccinations. Nobody's keeping it out in the face of the people more than the useful idiots in the mainstream media that all stand back and say that they're just doing their job. No, they're not doing their job. Just as a reminder, and again, just for the record, they're not doing their job. If they were doing their job, like Amber Lyon and others, friends, like Dr. Udo Ufkat, who exposed the media for what it was, it's interesting how long they last because they're instantly removed. Why? Because they don't want you to know that this is all one way. This is all about setting a narrative to fulfill their agendas through propaganda. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. I can go on with the fraud around the Clintons, the Obamas, but let's just move up to that of none other than Joe Biden. I'll get to that in just a moment. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. We got one segment left. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, just for the record, everything Biden ran on was un-American. I'm going to first show you he never had the support, and then I'm going to play some audio from the mainstream media telling you what I just got done telling you. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi everyone, this is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, I got to tell you, I just love destroying, through the anointing, the kingdom of darkness. I love the responses that I get from you people. Thank you for opening my eyes. Well, first of all, I'm just an instrument. This is the Holy Ghost, right? Isaiah 10:27, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And it reminds me of what Paul prayed at the end of the book of Acts. Lord, open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance. Here's what it comes down to. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I don't like, you know what, friends? It offends me, not just when I'm lied to, but it offends me when people are lied to, because it's set up to divide the American people one against another. And as for me, I'm again, quite frankly, sick and tired of it. So let's move to the next point. I want to play some audio because this is Joe Biden. This is the last segment. And I just want to make clear that we're going to nail as much as we possibly can. But again, I want you to listen to this because this came out some time ago before Biden mysteriously became the president of the United States of America. How that works is, well, I hope you're starting to track with me as to how that works. But friends, nobody showed up for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris concerning their presidential run. How is it that the American people are drinking the Kool-Aid that he won the votes? Well, friends, I'm tearing down the lie again. Listen to the mainstream media blurt the truth out in their confusion. Listen to this.
Yeah, good afternoon, Daytona and Andrew. Hi, it's kind of warm out here, actually, but we're right outside of the Heard Museum where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their motorcade arrived at about 1 o'clock this afternoon. They are meeting with several tribal leaders here at the Heard Museum, and not a lot of fanfare out here. There's really not much to see. I'll step out of the way,
wow.
But it's kind of boring out here. So it's not your typical presidential campaign event. We don't see people rallying outside. We don't
not
see
one
signs
person.
Or really much of what's going on. And I'm told by one of the Biden staffers, local staffers, is that they kind of kept the details about the visit as far as the timing and the
exact
location.
Go ahead and stop there for a second right there. Hey, folks, how many people do you know running for the presidency of the United States of America that don't tell the people that they're coming to town? Have you ever heard that before? No, I just want to make sure the up-and-comings understand as to how they're being played, too. Go ahead and finish that.
Didn't really want to give that out to the public because
they didn't want the public to know.
To a minimum, they realized we are
in
a pandemic.
They wanted to keep the crowds.
And they don't want a crowd.
They wanted to keep the crowds at a minimum. Have you been paying attention, friends, before this criminal got into the People's White House? When he was in Arizona, I think, literally, friends, I believe there was 15 people and less that showed up. Okay? He never had the support of the people. But again, if the American people don't know that he didn't have the support, they're just going to go ahead and listen to the 94% are going to listen to what they say they don't believe concerning the mainstream media and their pollings. Folks, they never had the support. A guy running for the presidency of the United States of America doesn't want the public to know that he's coming in town? Well, then what was he on the road for? What was it all about? Are we ignorant enough to believe this garbage, friends? Go ahead and play the rest of that.
More than 50 people at any of their events.
You just heard her say that there's been no more than 50 people at any event of Joe Biden's. Did you hear me, America? But they want you to believe that he won the vote. And by the way, the big tech companies are enforcing this lie. To suggest that he's there by fraud is impermissible, say they. You need to understand that you're under attack in more ways than one. It's not just your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment. Folks, it goes on your 14th Amendment. The list goes on. And I'm talking about the Bill of Rights right now. No more than 50 people at any given event, said this mainstream media reporter. She told us the truth. You're watching the video. There's nobody there. Not one person. Nobody there supporting Biden or Kamala. But the American people are right there to submit to it, aren't they? Yep. It's exactly what they're doing. Find out what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. This is what I'm trying to prevent right now. Because prevention is better than cure. The American people are now submitting to the likes of what's taking place here, friends. And this is absolutely incredible that anybody in their right mind's given it a pass. Okay? I want to go over to this. Again, we were told that Joe Biden was leading in the polls, yet no one shows up to his rallies. How does this make sense? It makes absolutely no sense, friends. They just want you to believe what you're told, and you better not question the narrative, because if you do, well, we're going to send our brown shirts out to make sure that you shut your mouth. And we'll make an example out of you, right? Is that what everybody's afraid of? Well, I thought these colors didn't run, friends. I thought these colors didn't run. Again, we look at those that sacrificed to give us the freedoms that we have. It was good enough for them to sacrifice themselves to uphold the law, but it's not good enough for us on the homeland to stand up for what's right and magnifying the law against those said representatives that mean to tear down our U.S. Constitution. Well, that's what's happening. Hey, folks, the media's new narrative was, before he became mysteriously the president of the United States of America, hey, folks, Joe Biden represents the American people when everything he ran was un-American? Does he represent you? Friends? Does Joe Biden and this administration represent you? The mainstream media would have you believe that Americans are in full support of the sodomite agenda. Absolutely not. They're using them, the homosexuals, and if homosexuals are listening to me right now, I love you enough to tell you to repent, Matthew 3:2. I'm telling you that these administrations are using you as a political battering ram, and then when they don't need you, they're going to turn on you. I'm here to tell the Muslims today, I love you enough to tell you the truth, that you're being used as a political battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution, and when they're done using you, they're going to turn on you. Mark my words, friends. But the mainstream media would have you believe that the Americans want the Muslim ban lifted. Put that up against Judges 5:8. Right? Hey, folks, the mainstream media would have you believe that Americans want Planned Parenthoods. The mainstream media would have you believe that Americans want Roe versus Wade, that we're all in favor to go ahead and dissect baby parts, to murder babies, dissect them, and then harvest their body parts. They want you to believe that everybody wants that. Is that what you believe? Well, no. Well, guess what? You're easily in the majority, and even if you weren't, it doesn't matter, because it's against the law to kill in this country, in every state of our union. Hey, folks, the mainstream media would have you believe that Americans want to be disarmed. Well, that's their message. Joe Biden has 7 bills that he's trying to pass right now to further disarm the American people. But see, the message is, you voted for Joe Biden, therefore, you're for homosexuality. You're for Roe versus Wade, abortion. You're for the Muslim ban. They're putting words into your mouth, Americans. Do you understand? They want you to believe that everybody wants to be disarmed. Does anybody know the history of disarmament? We need to do another show on that. Absolutely not. There's 393.3 million guns in the hands of 330 million people in this country. Why are they armed? They're armed to defend themselves. It wasn't given to us. The Second Amendment wasn't given unto us so we could go deer hunting, friends. Let's quit hiding behind those lies. It was given unto us in case our government turns bad. That's exactly what it was given for. It was our forefathers that threw off a tyrant because they were armed, right? Oh, that's pretty extreme. No, it's pretty extreme if you take on the mindset of what the mainstream media wants to force into your heart, your mind, and your mouth. Are you for any of this? Well, then why is Joe Biden in the People's White House? Because this is called casting it into your teeth through the judgments of God. That's what this is. So this is the message they want all Americans to believe. The truth of the matter is that no Americans would want any of this due to the fact that it's un-American. This is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. This is foreign to the laws found in the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Check out all of your state statutes concerning everything I just shared with you. Hey, folks, why is there so much voter fraud being exposed right now? Well, that explains Joe Biden. It explains Hillary Clinton. It explains Barack Hussein Obama's second term. There's no question about it. It explains what's going on here with Joe Biden. It's voter fraud. And it's happening because the American people are believing the lies that are sold to them by those that don't know how to tell the truth, John 8:44, right? Folks, does he represent you? Look at all the false polling that took place during this last election cycle. All false polling. All of it. You heard from the mainstream media that there was nobody there. You heard from the mainstream media that he didn't garner more than 50 people at any given event he had. But yet, Joe Biden wins 48% over the last candidate. Folks, all premised on a lie. Are you going to live it or are you going to throw it off lawfully? Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.